Now, President Donald Trump has accepted the surprise resignation of UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. He told reporters in the Oval Office alongside Mrs. Haley that she would be leaving the post at the end of the year after doing an incredible job. Let's talk to Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Bit of a surprise, Simon.
Very much a surprise here on Tuesday morning, Ian, just as President Trump was perhaps hoping to bask in the continuing glory of his success, getting Brett Kavanaugh onto the Supreme Court, the judge who is spending his first day on the Supreme Court, Nikki Haley stole all the limelight and all the headlines with this unexpected announcement that she will be leaving her post as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations at the end of this year. The reason for her decision and the timing of her decision is very unclear, but she was sitting alongside President Trump at the White House a few hours ago. President Trump paid fulsome tribute to her and singled out her knowledge of not just international issues, but the world leaders that she had encountered at the United Nations.
And that was really the thing I think she did best at the United Nations. She got to know the players. She got to know China, Russia, India. She knows everybody on a very first name basis, and they like her. Except for maybe a couple, which is normal. Right? They can't all like you, but they do. They really like her. And I think maybe more importantly, they respect her.
She knew all the countries, says President Trump. Quite a handy thing to have in an ambassador to the United Nations. As for Ambassador Haley, she insists that she is going to return to life as a private citizen. In a letter that she has published, a resignation letter proffered to President Trump, she says, "I expect to continue to speak out from time to time on important public policy matters, but I will surely not be a candidate for any office in 2020. That's a move designed to quell speculation that she might have been thinking of running against President Trump in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination in 2020. Ambassador Haley insisted to reporters she's got no such plan.
I think you have to be selfless enough to know when you step aside and allow someone else to do the job. So thank you, Mr. President.
You.
It's been an honor of a lifetime. And I will say this, for all of you that are going to ask about 2020, no, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one. So I look forward to supporting the president in the next election.
And then she went into overdrive, Ian. There is, of course, heated speculation here about whom President Trump may select to succeed her. This is what Nikki Haley had to say at the White House about Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
I can't say enough good things about Jared and Ivanka. Jared is such a hidden genius that no one understands. I mean, to redo the NAFTA deal the way he did, what I've done working with him on the Middle East peace plan, it is so unbelievably well done. And Ivanka's been just a great friend, and they do a lot of things behind the scenes that I wish more people knew about.
Unsung genius there, Ian. I don't know if he knows all the countries, but maybe he could keep that seat warm at the United Nations.
Well, to me, you are our unsung genius, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.